California is on the verge of becoming much more energy efficient. That's because voters passed Proposition 39 on Election Day. It will tax out-of-state businesses and earmark those new billions of dollars for clean energy programs. To learn more about how it will work, we called Paul Rogers. He's the environmental writer for the San Jose Mercury News and managing editor for KQED's science programs. I asked him to tell me how Prop 39 came about, how it's going to change the state, and how that money is going to be applied.
This was a measure by San Francisco financier Tom Steyer, which closed a loophole in the way that out-of-state corporations pay taxes in California, and it will now generate $1 billion a year in new revenue. And for the first 5 years going forward, half of that money, actually a little more than half, $550 million a year, has to go to fund renewable energy projects. So we're looking at a tidal wave of money, $2.75 billion over the next 5 years, in new funds that's going to come in to do projects in California on renewable energy. But most of that is going to be things like retrofitting schools, community colleges, universities, putting better insulation in, solar panels on the roof, new windows. And that kind of thing is going to generate jobs. That's why a lot of unions supported this measure. But it's also going to lower the electricity bills at lots of schools and universities, probably by up to a third when this stuff is put in. And that money, they're going to in turn be able to spend back on education.
So is the reason why those kinds of measures that are going to end up saving money, that those weren't taken before, is because they have that initial outlay of money, but Prop 39 is going to supply that?
Yeah, and I think the thing about Prop 39 was that, it wasn't affecting California corporations. It wasn't taxing anybody in California. There was a deal that was done in 2009 by Republicans in the legislature that allowed out-of-state corporations that do business in California to have two different options on the way they calculated their taxes. And, you know, the old way had basically been, how much do you sell? Take a percentage of that and pay a tax. That's what in-state corporations do. This other way allowed them a complex formula where they could look at the number of employees they have and all sorts of other things, and it basically lowered their taxes. So it didn't really hurt anybody in California. It didn't raise anybody who's in California their taxes. And at the same time, a lot of the big out-of-state corporations who looked like they were going to fight this, big auto companies and some big food companies, they decided in October to basically not put up all the money and not fight it. They looked at the polls. It was up in the high 60s. So they basically took a pass and bailed out. And it ended up passing 60-40. So, you know, that it's a $2.75 billion in new money for renewable energy in California is a really big deal. And, you know, I think there's some question that some folks have about how well is that money going to be spent? Is the legislature going to fritter it away? How much oversight is the state Public Utilities Commission and the California Energy Commission going to have? Is it going to end up, like stem cell money, where some people aren't entirely happy the way that was spent after we put a bunch of money into stem cell research?
Or is the state going to be funding a Solyndra?
Right. Or is the state going to be funding a Solyndra? Although, you know, that's sort of the worst example. But, you know, this kind of stuff is not going to be direct support of businesses like Solyndra was, or low-income or low-interest loans. This is going to be, a grant to a school in your neighborhood to take out the leaky 1970s windows, single-pane windows, you know, and put in place double or triple-pane windows that will dramatically reduce your electricity bills. One of the great unknown, public unknowns about climate change and about air pollution is that we need to build massive high-tech solar farms and wind farms and things like that. Those are important, but you get a lot more savings on burning of fossil fuels if you do the boring things. If you go into buildings and you fix the ductwork so that when you turn on the air conditioning, you're not air conditioning the attic. Or if you go into old skyscrapers and replace all the windows, you can dramatically reduce the amount of electricity buildings use. And you can get lots more gains in greenhouse gas emissions than building, you know, huge installations of solar and wind all across the country.
There are already a lot of different programs through the government, it seems, where, like PG&E, for example, where you can get some sort of grants as a homeowner if you do energy upgrades at your home. So how is this different from that?
Well, a lot of those kind of programs are based on bills that the legislature has passed in years past, where you added a dollar here or 50 cents here to your PG&E bill every month. And certainly those programs are very important. This is different, remember, because the money isn't coming from California citizens. It's coming from out-of-state corporations, and it's going to fund public buildings. And certainly, you know, the life of a public building can easily be 100 years. And when you think about how little we've reinvested on some public buildings, hospitals, schools, government offices, university buildings, it really, if this money is spent properly, it really could make a significant difference in greenhouse gas emissions and air pollution in California.
Well, talking about Prop 39, then, it also makes me wonder, if these are going to be out-of-state businesses, is that going to become a hindrance for them doing their business in California if they're going to have this extra tax because they no longer can take advantage of a loophole?
Well, you know, it's a good question, and it's a point that opponents of Prop 39 raised. There are some chambers of commerce that opposed it. The Republican Party opposed it. But in the end, the big corporations themselves weren't concerned enough about it to fund an opposition campaign. They're basically going back to paying taxes the way that they were before the rule was changed 3 years ago. And when you look at the people who supported Prop 39, a lot of them are business people. I mean, you know, former Secretary of State Schultz, a Republican, and Tom Steyer is a business guy, a billionaire, hedge fund manager. You know, he put in $29 million into this thing. So I think when you're talking about the environment, you can really bring along a lot of folks who might not otherwise support environmental causes if it's framed as efficiency. Businesses like efficiency. You know, conservatives like efficiency. It's not about drinking your cod liver oil and wearing a sweater and you know, when it's cold and things like that, or riding your bike in the rain for Mother Earth. It's about how do you not waste things. And if you're a business and you want to lower your electricity bills, it doesn't matter whether you believe in global warming. Efficiency is a good thing. And I think that's what happened here. And, you know, it also may well launch a political career for Tom Steyer, who I think you might see as a potential gubernatorial candidate on the Democratic side if Jerry Brown does not run again in 2014, or if he does in 2018.